Well, as Australia reflects on racism and Indigenous mistreatment in the justice system in the wake of the Black Lives Matters protest, an Indigenous activist and academic is taking on retail giant Coles over alleged racial profiling. Dr. Stephen Hagan, who's been at the centre of a number of high-profile racism cases, has lodged a complaint with the Anti-Discrimination Commission over being singled out to prepay fuel at a Townsville Coles Express in early March. Stephen Hagan spoke to Cathy Van Extel about the case.
All I wanted to do was fill up my car. And in my case, the attendant inside announced on the public address system that I had to go inside. And I just tried to engage the bowser again, and the bowser wouldn't work, so it was obviously locked. And I noticed a non-Indigenous fellow behind me in a similar SUV to mine. He was accessing fuel quite readily in his bowser, and I asked the attendant, I said, "Mate, what's going on here?" He said, "Oh, well, look, we've got some issues with drive-offs." I said, "Mate, why aren't you asking all these white people here in front of me and behind me who had no problem with filling their cars up?" As soon as he heard that I was a bit assertive, and I was obviously well-dressed, I was about to take the rental car back to the airport to fly back to Darwin. He said, "Oh, well, okay, mate, this time I'll let you fill your car up."
Coles has argued, though, that this isn't a case of racial profiling. It says that it's a policy to request prepayment when a driver or their licence isn't visible to the operator inside. Why don't you believe that that is what happened in this case?
Why don't they release the CCTV, which will confirm my position or their position? It's not a very hard request, but they won't release the CCTV, so I can either leave it alone or continue on with my case.
What kind of response have you had to your decision to lodge a complaint?
I've been absolutely inundated with Aboriginal people who've had similar experiences with Coles Express. One in particular, there was a lady who went inside because she couldn't access her bowser, and the attendant also asked the mother, it was a grandmother, to also get out the car. So what I've done, Molly and I, we've gone out and we've registered a name, Servo Blackout, so it's hashtag Servo Blackout. And we'll be informing Aboriginal people who've had similar experiences to me to come forward. And he's prepared to work pro bono. And that's not just Coles Express, it's all service stations.
This isn't the first time that you've taken on a race-related case. There was the issue around the signage of ES Nigger Brown at the stadium in Toowoomba. There was Coon Cheese and Gollywogs in a white Christmas window display in Toowoomba. How difficult is it to mount a case around racism in Australia?
Oh, extremely difficult. Most of the Aboriginal people who experience these very challenging and distressing instances of racial profiling and discrimination, they don't have access to lawyers.
How widespread is racism in Australia from your perspective?
Oh, Australia's very casual about racism. I firmly believe that Australia's one of the most racist countries in the world.
Do you think it's conscious?
No, it's conscious. People know what they're doing. I think it's so widely practiced by corporates and by people in shops because of their bosses are speaking freely about targeting Aboriginal people specifically, that I think sometimes people don't even know that they are doing it. It's just common. I mean, I've spoken to police on the weekend and they said that in terms of drive-offs at service stations, one in five maybe Aboriginal, so that's four and five are non-Aboriginal.
That's Darwin businessman Stephen Hagan. He's lodged an anti-discrimination case against Coles Express. He was speaking with Cathy Van Extel. And we did invite Coles onto the program this morning. They declined to be interviewed, but in a statement they told us they have an inclusive environment for all customers and team members. And you can read Coles' full statement for yourself on our website shortly.